We begin today's meditation with a few sipping exercises to remind us a little treat can go a long way. So pick up your McCafe iced coffees, close your eyes, and deep sip in. And deep satisfaction out.
Take a treat retreat at McDonald's. Right now, get a McCafe iced coffee in any size and any flavor for just 99 cents until 11 a.m. Price of participation may vary.
Hi, I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and you are listening to No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1339, and welcome. You know, today's show deals with a situation that happens much too often, unfortunately. And that's a situation where a job hunter has to get out of a situation that their recruiter put them into by lying. Hope you find this helpful. Hope you give it a great review. And hope you have a great day. And with that, let's just get going. People sometimes believe that they have relationships with recruiters. They've known them for a while, they trust them, person seems honest, and I just want to point something out. I'm going to use it in the context of a story. I was coaching someone yesterday, and he was telling me about a job he was submitted to by a recruiter. He likes the guy, thinks he's competent. He's not quick to give out praise to people. And this is something I've learned about him. So he's looking for a director role, and he goes on the interview, and it's a position reporting to a manager, which tells you right away it's not a director role, right? So he interviews the staff person who reports to the manager who interviews him, queries him about something, is obviously wrong in the answer, gets into an argument with the candidate, who later on sends him a Wikipedia article pointing out that he's right, that he, the job hunter, is right. But he starts blaming the firm for changing the nature of the position, saying, I was told this was a senior role by the recruiter, and, you know, it's reporting to a manager, and, you know, why did they change things? Let me let you in on a secret. They didn't change things. You got lied to. You know, if a firm changes a position from a director to a position reporting to a manager, you know, that isn't something they forget telling the search firms about. You know, certainly before the interview, they're going to tell them, hey, you got this director coming in, we've revised the position to a position reporting to a manager, a senior architect, for example. And make sure that the person be okay with that. I've never seen a firm not tell me when that's occurred, so that I can go back to the job hunter and not waste the time. So he's blasting the company, and I have to stop him in his tracks and go, it's not the firm, it's the recruiter who lied to you. You see, recruiters take advantage of the relationship because their goal is maybe you go in the door and you like the job or the company or the money and you'll say yes, what the heck? After all, they've got nothing to lose and everything to gain. So, you know, I've got to challenge you about working with recruiters. There are a lot of very good ones. You know, I've done search for many, many years. I'm doing more coaching now. But, you know, I still think of myself as a search professional. And, you know, in the work that I've done, I was always forthright with job hunters. I know a lot of folks who are the same way. And then there are the others. And you don't really know the difference when they tell you, you know, it's a senior position. Senior what? is the follow-up question. Senior manager, senior director, senior VP, you know, what kind of senior are you talking about? In this case, it became senior architect. So, you know, get explicit because there's a seduction that goes on where search firms, where individual recruiters play on the relationship to make you do things or have you do things, I should say, that you really shouldn't be doing that are a colossal waste of your time. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few ways to get even more from me. First of all, visit my website, www.thebiggamehunter.us. I have several thousand blog posts there that you can watch, listen to, or read to help you find your next job. If you want the best of my advice, join jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I've curated my information with a focus on interviewing. If you have a few questions, contact me through the Magnify app for iOS. That's Magnify with an I at the end. Or PrestoExperts.com, where you can call me. Schedule a specific time with me through chat on Magnify or by connecting with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Once we're connected on LinkedIn, you can message me about coaching you, speaking with me about a resume or LinkedIn profile critique, help with a salary negotiation, my trusted advisor services, as well as scheduling me through for Magnify or for PrestoExperts.com. Like you, I don't work for free. You can also take my classes on Skillshare and become a premium member using the link in the show notes and receive 2 months for free instead of just the one that the site offers. Skillshare offers thousands of courses, not just simply mine. It is a great resource in a variety of different areas. Subscribe to my other podcast, which is called Job Search Radio. This one is number one in Apple Podcasts. Job Search Radio is number two. Subscribe to both. You will get great information 7 days a week from this show, 6 days a week from the other. Lastly, I want to encourage you to join my group on Facebook called Career Angles. It's free to the first 500 people who join and is focused on helping you do better at work. Information is shared daily, and we're building a supportive group there to provide advice and counsel during difficult times. Again, the group on Facebook is called Career Angles. I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Be great!